Other barriers: gender-based violence. Violence is experienced by the poor, women, sexual minorities, and other minorities at many levels. The subordinate position they have in the society exposes them to societal and institutional violence. Violence often starts at home, and many poor women, trans people, lesbians, and gays experience them within their family. Not ascribing to heterosexual norms is the main reason for much of the violence. The National Family Health Survey and FHS3 report shows that women and men both think beating the wife is acceptable. Among women, 54% believe that wife beating is justified if she shows disrespect for her in-laws or if she neglected the house or children, compared to 51% among men. In addition, 37% of ever married women have experienced spousal physical or sexual violence, and 16% have experienced spousal emotional violence. International Institute for Population Sciences, IIPs, and Macro International, 2007. This internalizing of gender norms is problematic and clearly reflects on the value systems of the society, where girls and women are discriminated just because of their gender. As per the India Exclusion Report 2014, the trans people are categorized as the most socially excluded, and experience violence at multiple levels. They find it difficult to even navigate public spaces. Gays, lesbians, and trans people experience rape, are forced to marry, and be in heterosexual relationships, as a corrective measure to cure their abnormality. These incidences of violence not only have negative implications to physical well-being, but also to their mental and emotional state, and in many cases may lead to death or lifelong disabilities. Masculinity is the norm, putting pressure on many men to engage in risky behavior around sex, such as sex without using the condom, leading to dire health consequences for themselves and their partners. This also leads to a culture of rape and violence. Despite experiencing sexual violence at home and in war, women's lack of resources may prevent them from leaving violent relationships. Many sexual harassment and violence cases at work and at home, such as marital rape, go unreported from fear of bringing shame to self and the family. This non-reporting allows for violence to perpetuate in the society. Often, in the process of proving in courts that sexual violence was experienced, the individual's rights to dignity and self-preservation are further violated. While societies continue to be organized around heteronormativity and social exclusion of the others who do not fit into the normative. Page 18. Framework: poverty and other forms for discrimination will persist. We may develop indicators and programs to reduce poverty and hunger, but until we fully recognize the rights of all people, the right to exercise autonomy over their body, and remove all forms for discrimination and barriers, especially those related to sexuality, to access to material and non-material resources, these goals will never be achieved.